I couldn't believe my eyes when I first saw a classmate chewing food in her mouth while talking to the teacher. In the Chinese classroom where I come from, not to mention food is absolutely forbade. Students are expected to stand up when answering the teacher's question till college. It was also until college when my whole class stopped standing up and bowing to the teacher in the beginning of each class. It is of great importance to show respect for the old, the wise, and the authority in China. Educators are seen as industrious gardeners who instill wisdom to growing flowers like us. Teachers and parents can never be wrong or challenged. They know what's best for us better than we mischievous students do. In other words, Chinese educators have the authority to define beauty. They deem it their responsibility to trim here and there, pushing us to follow the designed path they have paved for us. If the plants go awry, they pull them back on track. If the flowers interweave with other plants, they separate them by force. They believe they are doing students a favor through saving us the error part of the trial and error process, and helping us to grow into the most beautiful flowers on earth as they have just anticipated. In America, people have different definitions of beauty. In the math class, rather than sticking to one solution the teacher provides and quickly moving to the next question, American students are encouraged to explore different ways to solve one math problem. It takes longer and might be seen as less efficient in the eyes of Chinese educators, but in that process, students learn to be creative and adventurous. The American gardener is responsible for watering the flowers, but not to judge anyone. It is important to point out that my observations are, of course, broad generalizations based on personal experience. There is no doubt that parents and teachers from both countries are somewhere in the middle. After all, what's the best way to educate our next generation is never an easy question to answer. Experiencing these two fundamentally different education systems makes me see the value and problem in both. Instead of framing the question as which way is better, it is probably more constructive to ask what we could learn from each other. We never stop striving to design a perfect education system, but in reality, there is no standardized system that works for every individual growing up in different social environments. And do we really need one? Education is essentially about learning. Getting it wrong at first cannot be the end of the world.